Now is 8A. This is the board consideration of appointment of interim district attorney. And we have many of you sign up to speak, so we're going to take public testimony first before we discuss as a board. So I go through the list and I see two county council members sign up to speak, and in deference to your time, I'm going to call you first, and then the rest of the people who signed in as they come in. Desley Brooks, and then followed Councilmember Desley Brooks, and followed by Councilmember Ignacio Del Fonte. So each of the public speakers have 3 minutes. So it's Councilmember Desley Brooks.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. It's a pleasure to be here this morning. I think about the time when I was here working on that side of the table, and when Alice, you were actually getting appointed, that there was a process that took place, that there was notice to the public, that there was an application, that there were interviews, and then a vote. The district attorney's position is an extremely important position. That person is the top law enforcement executive in a county. And to make an appointment absent a process doesn't seem right. And so I'd like you to think back on your selection process, Alice, and that there was a reason for a process, that the public would have more than 4 days notice, that a public would have the opportunity to know that the person who was going to be appointed to that seat was going to be the person who was best qualified for that seat. We don't know that if there isn't any competition, if there isn't an opportunity for people who might seek this seat to actually be able to apply. If, in your wisdom, you decide that it's necessary to make an appointment, I'd ask you to ask that whoever is going to be appointed not be a person who is interested, that they pledge that they not be interested in running for the election next year for the position, that you simply place a caretaker in the position and not someone who is ultimately interested in running. Ignacio had to go to another meeting, but he has called you all or sent you a letter. Rebecca Kaplan has also sent a letter to the board indicating that she too believes that there should be a process. Harold Mayberry was here, Zachary Carey was here. There are a number of people who could not, like many of the attorneys in the room today, could not take off work to come and speak on this issue, but believe that it is vitally important that there be a process. I hope that you will listen to the broad cross-section of people who have come out today to ask you to hold up this process today and implement a process for the selection of the next district attorney for the county of Alameda. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I would like for you to not clap as we're going down this public testimony, because it's going to take away our time, and it's very precious for all of us. So Reverend Michael Mitchell, followed by David. I'm going to call a few names at one time so that we can facilitate in a more efficient way. So Michael, Reverend Michael Mitchell, David, followed by Ronnie Kaplan. So is the Reverend here? Huh? Okay, so my colleague has suggested that you all signed up already, so you just line up and just tell me your name. So it will be a very different procedure. Oh, Ronnie, you're here. Okay. Sherman Bach, I'll just read the names. If you're here, just line up. Chris Namero. Okay, Ronnie.
Good morning, Chairman Leibitger and supervisors. My name is Ronnie Kaplan, and I am president of National Women's Political Caucus, Alameda North, and I'm here to speak on behalf of that organization to voice our support for the appointment of Nancy O'Malley as the interim district attorney. You know Nancy's record, you know that she is eminently qualified for this position, and you know that she's probably had to work twice as hard as other people in her office to get where she is. She's been the assistant chief since 1996 and has served the county, has been distinguished service to the county, which has been recognized by many other organizations in awards and other accolades. And one very important thing is that she has the support of her fellow district attorneys in the office. And this is a voice to be taken very seriously, having been in your position in hiring. I know how important it is to hire from within, particularly when that individual has such unqualified across-the-board support, because it affects the productivity, the effectiveness, the morale, and the loyalty within the office if their voice is recognized. As speaking on behalf of the National Women's Political Caucus, there has never been a female district attorney in Alameda County, and this is long overdue. I urge your appointment of Nancy not only because she is a woman, but because of what she does for women. Everyone who comes into a position of this or any position brings their life experiences and their sensitivities. They arrive in a package, and Nancy has shown time and again her sensitivity to women's issues, not only in enforcement in things such as human trafficking, domestic violence, elder abuse, sex trade, truancy, and the bubble, bypassing the bubble ordinance, but she's also thought out of the box, ways to develop support services that can get to the root of the problem so that the district attorney's office does not become a revolving door. She was instrumental in establishing SPA, which is Safe Place Alternative, for young women caught in sex trade operation, and also the sexual assault response team at Highland Hospital, and these are very important supporting organizations. Nancy was also instrumental in the passage and creation of the bubble ordinance, and of course it's enforcement. This is the thing that limits the proximity within which people can get to abortion clinics as women walk in. And this is very, very important to the National Women's Political Caucus. I would like to close by saying I understand you have issues about process here, and I think those are legitimate issues. I'm not going to address them, but I think that all too often the lack of process has an adverse effect on people of color and women.
Your time's up.
Okay.
Thank you. So, would you please line up when I call your name, or if you can just come up and line up, I'll pull your name out, you know. Michael O'Connor, Keith Mohammed. Go ahead.
My name is Charmaine Schrodenbach, and I've been a DA in the office for 20 years. I head the HEAT unit, the Human Exploitation and Trafficking Unit, and also prosecute the unsolved murder and rape cases that are resolved by DNA and cold hit evidence. The Alameda County DA's office prosecuted the first human trafficking case in California, and the formation of the unit is due largely in part to Nancy's visionary leadership. Way before anyone else in the state even knew we had a problem, an epidemic, with young girls being sold for sex on the street, Nancy figured it out and came up with a creative solution. She's the kind of boss that rolls up her sleeves and figures out how to solve her problem. And in doing so, she thinks outside the box. She listens to opposing points of view and isn't intimidated by strong colleagues. It's not easy managing an office of trial lawyers with large egos. But what distinguishes Nancy is she's not only skilled and strong, but also compassionate and humble. She bolsters us up to have success, and our win is also her win. In addition to figuring out and fixing the problem at hand, she's a big picture girl, and she has worked with Sondre Swanson to change our laws in the state so that young children are recognized as victims and diverted away from prosecution and provided with specialized programs. Now, the cold hit, cold case unit has also been formed under her leadership, not just to assist many of the victims and prostitutes in finding long-lost justice, but also in solving unsolved murders and rapes. Now, I can't in the time allowed detail their accomplishments, but I think that the important point is that this is a historic moment. History is in each one of your hands. This is the first time that a woman stands before you to take the job with a resume that no prosecutor in the state could equal. Not only does she shine on paper, but she's got her finger and her heart on the pulse of Alameda County. And there's another compelling reason that the time has come and the time is now. since the 1920s when Earl Warren was DA. For almost a century, the succession of leadership in the Alameda County DA's office has come from within the office. The fact that history of the office has, and because of this, the history of the office has been apolitical in all respects. And that's important. We hear about a process, but the apolitical nature of how succession occurs gives us the unfettered ability to do the right thing, to seek justice. So I ask that you appoint this attorney.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Chris Romero. I was born and raised in Alameda County. Worked my way through college and law school as a teenager in both the 70s. I've had the distinct honor of serving as a prosecutor in the district attorney's office for the last 16 years. I've had a number of assignments in the office, but the majority of my career has been spent trying felony cases. One of the cases I tried involved the brutal murder of a 17-year-old transgender youth named Juana Rocco. Currently, I'm assigned prosecutor responsible for the murders of journalist Johnson Bailey and two other men during the summer of 2007. In the handling of a complex, high-profile case, nothing is more important than the act of involvement of the attorney. The cases themselves demand it, and the community that we serve demands it. I've enjoyed the constant support and input of Tom during the course of handling the Bailey case. I have also enjoyed stepping back as he's made the big decisions that only the district attorney can and should make. With Tom's retirement, only Nancy O'Malley is in a position to step into that role and provide the support and guidance that I, as a trial lawyer, and the community that I serve so greatly need. Nancy's been involved in the Bailey case from the beginning. She is fully aware of and up to date on all of the issues in the case. I respect Nancy and I have complete trust in her judgment. A transition from Tom Warlock to Nancy O'Malley would be seamless, and the cases to which I am assigned will be assured a continuity of knowledgeable leadership, and thus the community we serve will be better served. One of the things I value most about the DA's office is that although it is fundamentally a political entity, traditionally it is as apolitical in practice as could ever be imagined. That is why it is one of the highest regarded offices in this country. In a short time, the voters will have an opportunity to go to the ballot box and let their voices be heard. Until that time, there is no one that walks this earth that is more qualified to lead the Alameda County District Attorney's Office than Nancy O'Malley. She embodies the finest traditions of the office. She sold every position the office has to offer and has shown herself to possess all the qualities one could ever hope for in a district attorney. Today, the board can make history, the appointment of the first woman district attorney in the history of Alameda County to inherit the mantle of Earl Warren. Moreover, in Nancy, the board will be appointing someone that I believe will go on to be one of the greatest of all.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Michael O'Connor. I'm here to ask you to consider the process by acting today and appointing Nancy O'Malley to the district attorney today. There are better speakers who will talk about her qualifications. What I'd like to say is a little bit about why I'm here now at the time. I am a member of the DA's office, but this is such an important issue to me that I came down on vacation time so that I could let you know as a private citizen how I feel. First of all, I think it's important to recognize, as other speakers have said, the long tradition of professionalism and continuity that has existed in the Alameda County DA's office. And now is a particularly vulnerable time to disrupt that process. First of all, as this board is well aware, there are financial difficulties addressing all government agencies, and we need somebody who's familiar with those issues. Somebody who's familiar with staffing levels and how they can be adjusted. Somebody who is familiar with where in the DA's office cost-cutting measures that have been implemented can be continued and improved, and how to address staffing levels. An outsider can never do that. We have, as has already been referred to, some complex litigation issues that go on every day in this courtroom. Now there are some especially crucial ones. Mr. Romero spoke to you about the Bailey matter. There's also the Mesley matter, which is pending right now. And to change horses at this time, to have someone unfamiliar with those complex issues come in would be very disruptive to those prosecutions and to the citizens who respect our representation. We have a number of special duty units in this office that address concerns in the community. Those include the elder abuse, sexual assault, consumer fraud, and environmental protection divisions. They require expert handling. They would get that expert handling with Nancy or Mallory. This is not a situation like an election, like the election we will have soon, where the incoming person, if there is to be a change, will have the luxury of months to plan out where to make changes, where to continue, how to set things up. We need someone who can hit the ground running. We need someone who can continue the long tradition that was established by Earl Warren and continued by such people as Lowell Jensen, Jack Meehan, and Tom Warlock. And I think Nancy O'Malley is that person. Finally, there's one other important reason why you should act and act today, and that is that Tom Warlock has given over 30 years of his life, many of them as the district attorney of this county. He's done a remarkable job. He deserves a rest. If you want to make him rest easy, he can only rest easy knowing that this office is in the hands, the capable hands of Nancy O'Malley. Thank you.
Thank you.
Board Supervisors and Chairperson in public. My interest is as a voting citizen.
Your name, please.
Keith Lamont. My interest is as a voting citizen who perhaps did not pay much attention to district attorney's offices until, of course, the recent murder of Oscar Grant III, which got my attention immediately. I, as many others, was livid with anger with seeing the murder of a young man on a BART platform, what I felt was slowness of the office itself to respond. Out of that interest, we are certainly concerned that whoever would assume the seat of the Alameda County District Attorney would assume it in a process that allows for interested voters like myself to participate. It would seem to me that since the Alameda County District Attorney is an elected office, that whenever an appointment to such office should be made, that there would be an open process that allows for the vetting of various candidates to determine if the candidate that is selected or elected is one that meets the public interest. I don't know Ms. O'Malley and have no feeling for or against her, and I wish her the best in her efforts. However, I do know that whoever should assume such seat should be allowed to be reviewed and interviewed, and also participate in a process that allows for other candidates that may be equally or even better qualified. It would be unfair to the electorate to make a fast selection, as stated before, with a four-day process for the community to even be aware that such a change would be required. I've heard it said a few times that this position is apolitical. Well, I would beg to differ. It is political, for it was a political process that allowed Mr. Orloff the honor of serving the people of the County of Alameda, and that political process included residents, voters, the electorate, being able to vet him by questioning, hearing his thoughts and ideas, and that certainly has not happened in this particular instance. Someone said a moment ago that this office is considered among the highest honors in the country as an office, and that may well be true, but if it is considered to be among the highest of honors, then it should also have the highest of standards in determining how someone would receive such a well-regarded elected official's position, and it should remain an elected official's position. Thank you.
Thank you.